talking like Oprah.
My mic sound nice.
Oh, Tony Talks is on the radio.
Check one. My mic sound nice.
My girl Tony, stay coming with the looks. You hear me?
Check two. My mic sound nice.
Tony Talks is that girl.
Turning out without a doubt. Make no mistake. Queens is in the house. Yeah, check it out. Check it out.
Yo, you gotta be quiet. Tony Talks is on.
What's up, Tony Talks fam? I'm coming at you with another fire episode. Now, I told y'all I was about to release my health and wellness series, and I have a very, very special guest here with me today. Who I got? Tell them who you are.
Yes, what's going on, world? My name is Lucky of Lucky Lifestyle, your favorite fitness coach.
Hey, what's going on, Lucky?
What's up?
So, Lucky, where are you from? Are you from Fayetteville? Tell me your story.
Okay, so yes, originally I'm from Fayetteville. Well, originally I was a military brat, you know. Most people that do come to Fayetteville, that's basically how they end up here. Family, you know, ending up from the military. So that's basically how I dropped in Fayetteville. I've been there since 05. I actually left to Raleigh last 3 years and I just came back. So I'm welcome back to the 26.
Yes, welcome home. So were both of your parents in the military?
No, just my dad was.
Oh, wow. Okay, look at you. So tell me, how did you get into fitness? Has it always been your thing? How did it start?
So it started when I got fat, basically.
Okay.
I got fat. So what happened was I got this new good job. I was making a decent amount of money. Mm-hmm. And I used to drink a lot. Like every day.
Every day?
Every day. When I say every day, I'm talking Monday to Sunday.
What? Okay, getting lit every day.
So I was a borderline alky, basically. So what happened was, I was working this job. The hours were 2 to 11. So I get off at 11 p.m., right? So what else is there to do? Nothing's open.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I would do. I'll go there, play pool with the old heads and people from work, and I would drink every single night. And then it just progressed after a long time of me doing that. And then you know when you drink a lot, you eat a lot of unhealthy foods. I'm not going to go drink and eat a salad.
Like, we eating Waffle House.
You eat Waffle House.
Right, burgers.
Quesadillas.
Yeah.
Everything that got some grease in it,
right.
I'm on it. I'm
yes,
on
grease
it.
And salt.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So I did that for a while, and then it just got to a point where, like, I caught people that I knew kept saying, hey, man, you've been eating good.
Okay. I know that
and that's
feeling.
That's cold for like, you getting
you
get
in fat.
So I kept hearing it and I was like, all right, bet. So one day I walked up my stairs and I was like, I got a little winded. And I was like, this ain't right. So I stepped on the scale and I'll never forget this because I looked at that number and it's burned into my memory. So I seen 196, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm 5'5", so there's no reason I should be almost 200 pounds at my height.
Yeah.
So I seen that and I was like, all right. At that very moment, it just felt like a little switch went off in my mind. And I was like, this is unacceptable. And then when I came to that realization, like I started immediately looking for gyms near me. And then I said, tomorrow I'm going to sign up to a gym and then I'm going to start working out.
Period. Yes. I love that. Wow. Okay. So I love that I was fat story.
Yes.
Wow. So that gave you all the motivation you needed.
That's all I needed.
When did your business come about? How far into your fitness journey did you say, okay, I want to help other people, you know, lose the weight or get in shape, tone up? How did that come about?
It took a long time. That was 10 years after I first
started. What?
10 full years, yeah.
Dang.
Because I had to learn how to work out and eat right. Like, I knew nothing. I had zero knowledge about fitness. So I was starting from scratch.
That's really smart that you took that time to first learn so that you could help other people. Because just imagine if you would have jumped into it when you first started.
Right.
You wouldn't have had the opportunity to learn from your mistakes, learning what your diet should be like, learning what the fat composition, all these other things that you're supposed to know as a fitness coach. You wouldn't have been able to really teach anybody.
No.
Effectively. That's really good.
And it's good to like, you get to learn from experience because you kind of like experiment with your own body.
Yes.
So you're like, let's try this. There's a rule that says like, you can do anything for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And it won't like really like mess with you too much. So once I started learning everything, learning what works.
Yeah.
And the fitness industry has so much stuff that doesn't actually work from supplements and everything. Cold baths.
Okay. Because we need to talk about that. Whenever I started my fitness journey now, it may not look like I've been working out for 7 years. I mean, mind your business. That's my business. It doesn't look like it, but, you know, I've gone through some things, you know, health-wise, no excuse. I have a real bad sugar tooth.
Gotcha.
Like, I love sweets. Like, I can give up meat. It's fine. Like, I'm not eating too much meat right now. I'm really not supposed to be eating any meat, but it's been a journey. It's been about 40 days now, and I think I've cheated like 3 or 4 times.
That's really not bad, honestly.
Yeah. But, you know, it's just sometimes I have like these cravings. I'm like, man, now I haven't had no chicken wings. I give myself that because I'm surprised I haven't had chicken wings. I've had shrimp or like seafood or something like that. But it's, I've been working out, and there was a lot of things that I researched and, of course, watched on Instagram. And when TikTok came about, you know, when people would share about their journeys and things that you should do and things you shouldn't do. And as time has gone on, I've realized that some people are like, okay, well, maybe you shouldn't do this. And I'm just like, it's confusing.
Very confusing.
So can you help us, like, just go ahead, like, help us dead some of these myths, these fitness myths that have been put out there. Like, for example, one that I really want to know is when you're doing squats, you know how people be like, squeeze at the top, like squeeze your butt cheeks real tight. Are you supposed to do that for real?
So this is the thing with the contraction. So like is it good to do that? Yes, it's good to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're getting that mind-muscle connection.
Ah.
So anytime that you can get a certain action that's going to help you connect with those muscles, you definitely want to do that. So that one's a good
one. Okay. Are you supposed to squeeze for dear life or just like kind of like?
You just ain't got to be like, get a diamond about that thing. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to try to turn a cold into a diamond.
Okay. I'm so
just enough weak. All right, it's back there. We work in this muscle group.
Okay. Okay, and I know all about the mind-muscle connection. That really, really does work. I'm like, dang, whenever I first started working out, I wouldn't feel it in the areas that I was trying to work on. Mm-hmm. But when you're like thinking about the muscle and you're that, I'm like, dang, your mind is really powerful that way.
It makes a big difference.
It does. What about, you were talking about supplements.
Yes.
A lot of people take pre-workout. Is that necessary? Does it make a difference with your workout?
So this is my take on pre-workouts. Do I think it's viable for mm-hmm. people to use? Absolutely.
Oh.
But what I would say is don't get accustomed to having it every single workout. And then you have to take into account what time you're working out.
Yeah.
Because it takes about like 7 hours or so for like half of the caffeine to get out of your system.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're one of those people that work out at 5:30, 6 p.m., you don't want to go take pre-workout at that time because you're going to have to get...
You're going to be up all night.
Right.
Yeah.
You're gonna be out bouncing around the walls. Like,
right. Man, so. I used to take pre-workout and I have a caffeine intolerance, so I had to stop taking it.
Gotcha.
Because it would not get out of my system within 7 hours. Mm-hmm. I would do workouts in the morning and it would stay in my system all night. I would be up. That's why I can't drink coffee or anything with caffeine in it because it just does not agree with me. So is there something, are there pre-workouts that don't have caffeine in it and are they as beneficial or should you just like not take it at all?
Honestly, the biggest thing that I would recommend is just getting adequate sleep.
Oh, okay.
And making sure that your diet is conducive for you to have good high energy levels. So that's the major two things I would say.
Okay.
But if there's, you know, if you want to take it every once in a while, just, you know, give you a little boost on a Saturday or something, mm-hmm. you got nothing to do, you're going at 8 a.m., you want to knock a workout out, you know, by all means.
Okay.
But you just want to make sure you don't want to go too heavy with the milligrams of caffeine. So the 400 is CDC standards for like 1 day supply of it.
You okay.
should not exceed 400 milligrams.
Y'all hear that? Period. No more than 400.
So Celsius is like 200. So you drink two of them, you already at your max right there.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, okay. I did not even know that Celsius was a pre-workout.
It's an energy drink.
Oh, so it helps with basically the same thing that a pre-workout.
Pre-workout is more like focus geared towards you getting really amped up so you can mm-hmm. work out. But Celsius just has caffeine in it. So that's why I kind of like.
Ah, okay. See, I don't touch none of them because I don't be knowing.
What?
So it's good that you're educating me because I'm like, I don't know. So I'm just going to leave it alone.
Yeah,
but sometimes I be needing that extra boost.
Yeah.
How on certain days. Though? I sleep good.
You sleep good?
I sleep some days because with my health condition, sometimes I have insomnia.
Gotcha.
But on the days where I am asleep, it's like 8-9 hours, sometimes longer.
You wake up feeling refreshed though?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So yeah. I get good sleep. What's another myth?
Oh, let's talk about the carbs. You want to talk about the carb myth?
Yeah, let's talk about
it. Okay, so everybody, well, no, I'm not saying everybody, but there's this speculation that carbs like make you fat. That is absolutely a myth. So especially to my ladies, if y'all listen to this podcast,
we can eat right potatoes.
Now, y'all can have potatoes. Y'all can eat some bread. You ain't got to be scared of the carbs. That's not going to make you fat. Okay. The only thing that makes you overweight is an excess amount of calories. Mm-hmm. All right. So everybody has a magic number called their basal metabolic rate, which is just a fancy term for maintenance calories. So everybody has a number to where your body burns a certain amount of calories per day if you do absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So say your magic number is 1600 calories, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you did nothing all day, your body would still utilize that amount of energy just to do its natural processes, like pumping blood through your system, you know, operating your brain, stuff like that. All right. So if you did no exercise and you ate 1300 calories, you would be in a 300 calorie deficit.
Ah, okay.
So that's how you lose weight. Now, okay. If you work out, you're using more energy. So mm-hmm. if you burn 500 calories with your workout, now you're at an 800 calorie deficit.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So it's just really just math. Once you figure out that number, then you figure out how much food you need to eat, how much workout activity you need to do, stuff like that.
How would you figure out that number?
You got to kind of play around with it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What you want to do is the days that you, so I'm going to simplify it. So say if you do 1600 calories, right? If you eat that amount and then you work out that day, you're still at a deficit. Does that make sense?
So if you eat 1600, because you worked out. So mm-hmm. it takes away from, okay, see what you're saying.
You just ate your maintenance calories. Mm-hmm. But if you create that deficit with the workout, you don't have to worry about eating less food. You just have to work out that day.
Okay, teaching us.
Simplify that thing a little bit.
What about the cardio myth? Well, it might not be a myth. Let me know.
What? Cardio myth what?
Is it beneficial, more beneficial to do your cardio last if you're trying to build muscle?
So this is the thing with the cardio thing. It's, for me, I feel like it's more like preference.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do, I wouldn't say do a hard cardio session at the beginning if you want to do a heavy light lifting session.
Okay.
If you can, either me, what I would recommend is either doing it at the end of your workouts or just separating it all together. So for me.
Oh, so have a separate day for cardio.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So have like a little cardio day where you maybe do like your core workouts and stuff like that. Cardio, do your stretching too. And then have your weight training days designated for just doing the weight training.
Okay.
You know, so that way you don't have to do too much at one time too.
Yeah. Because I do find that after I do my lifting, my strength workouts, I'm like, dang, I still got to do cardio at least 20 minutes.
That's what I'm saying.
And then I just be over it. Sometimes I'd be like, I'm going home.
And you can.
And that's why sometimes I walk to the gym because it's a 20-minute walk to the gym, 20-minute walk back. So I'm like, that's my cardio right there. Yeah.
See, you're doing the thing.
Yeah. Okay, I'm doing it right. Okay.
Oh, no apple cider vinegar. That don't really do nothing for you burning a bunch of weight before you go to sleep.
Oh, dang. So that's crazy. I do that.
Is it good for your gut health? Absolutely.
Okay, okay. Well,
but
I do it for my gut health.
You're not buying a six-pack drinking apple cider vinegar.
Okay, okay. I wasn't doing it for that, but if y'all doing it for...
That's what they be thinking. They be telling
you. Oh, see, I do it for my gut health, for digestion and stuff.
Right.
That and ginger. Yep. So, okay. I didn't know people were doing it. Oh,
but
see.
They're pushing this. They're pushing this stuff because there's not a lot of like people like filters.
Mm-hmm.
I can just say something out there and
people will believe it
and be like, yeah,
yeah.
I can be like, there's 10 grams of protein.
There's nobody up there. There's nobody on the internet like really fact checking.
No.
And you know, ciphering out all the myths. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm glad you're on here because you're really teaching me a lot so far because I didn't know that with the contractions at the top. I had just read somebody say, well, you don't really have to do that. And I'm like, well, I do feel it more when I do that.
Yeah, because you're contracting. Yeah.
But it does make sense. You know, you don't have to squeeze that much. Thank you for letting us know about the apple cider vinegar. I'm doing it for gut health, but if y'all doing it for the six pack, cut it out because it's not going to work.
It's not going to happen.
And carbs. You can eat carbs, y'all.
Eat your potatoes.
But, you know, everything in moderation.
There you go.
Yeah. So, Lucky, you're a fitness coach. You're out here doing your thing. Tell us some things that you offer as a fitness coach?
So the whole thing with Lucky Lifestyle, which is why I made it that way, is because the name is because I want people to build a lifestyle after they finish working out with me. So typically I would like to work with my clients for maybe like 3 to 6 months, mm-hmm. get them on the right track. So then ultimately they can do what they need to do without me.
Oh, good.
So that's what the thing is. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because with me starting from what, like where I was, not knowing anything, and then building my own life, my own lifestyle, mm-hmm. you know, 12 plus years continuing to do what I do, I want to give that to other people. And that's the ultimate.
Yes.
You know, it's okay to get ready for, you got Cancun in 3 months.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got
building that summer body.
Right. Get your summer body. But I want you to have that summer body in winter too.
Yes. I be needing my summer body in winter. I be getting plump in the winter.
Everybody be getting plump.
Right. And is that also why winter and fall is typically people's bulking season?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. That makes sense too. Okay.
Cause you got all the extra layers on. You
yeah,
all
right.
If you just got two hoodies on, like, right? Nobody gonna see that.
Okay. So with your fitness coaching, I did notice on your Instagram that you help people with meal planning. Is that correct?
I help them with the nutritional aspect.
Nutritional. Okay.
So, well, meal. Let me see. I would like to say not meal planning, but more so like just like meal building, basically.
Got you.
So I'll try to get it to where. People who work with me or just people who watch my channel and stuff like that, I want you to understand like food is basically fuel, mm-hmm. you know, and you can still have your cupcakes, you can right. still eat your pizza.
Food isn't negative.
You can do it every day though. That's yeah. a major thing. So I want y'all to build meals that you actually enjoy, you know? I'm not going to be like, yo, eat these carrots. If you don't like carrots, you're not going to eat the carrots.
Right.
I don't like carrots. Somebody told me to eat carrots, I'm not going to eat the carrots.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to build it with stuff that you like to eat because every meal you want to be enjoying the food that you're eating. Otherwise, you're not going to eat it. You know?
With that, what was I about to say? I think I lost
what
it.
What was you about to say?
I think I started thinking about carrot cake.
That's an interesting transition.
Because you said carrots and I was like, oh, carrot cake sounds really good. Mm. Told you I have a sweet tooth. But what was I about to say? Oh, what about people with dietary restrictions? Can okay. you help people who are vegan or vegetarian? Are yeah. you well-versed in that?
Well, I was a vegetarian for about a year. Excuse me, vegan for a year.
Did you like it?
I
was
did.
It hard?
You definitely limit your options.
Yes, it does.
You're like, what can I have?
Potatoes,
nothing. Beans, and some salad. That's
right.
It. So now I'm pescatarian. So
okay.
I understand the struggles of people having dietary, you know, restrictions. So that's definitely things that we can work on too as well. Because I feel like everybody deserves to be healthy. So the more
yes.
that I learn, the more people that I can help mm-hmm. ultimately.
So can you say that, I know a lot of people say, well, if you're vegetarian or if you're vegan, you're not really getting your protein. Is that a myth?
Okay, so let's talk about this myth. I'm glad you brought that up. Absolutely. Have you ever seen a gorilla before?
Yeah.
Don't they got a bunch of muscle on them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, deers,
yep.
lean, and mm-hmm. animals, right? So you can get all the protein that you need from plants.
Yeah, I thought so, but I had to let people know because.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think I want to be, I know I'm trying to cut out meat or whatever. I don't want to go back to red meat or chicken and all that stuff, but I'm like, can I have some shrimp or something? But of course, I got to, you know, see how my body responds to it.
So can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
What is the meat thing for you right now? What sparked that for you?
Well, I have hyperthyroid disease okay. and Graves' disease. And so I notice with that, I'm bloated a lot.
Okay.
And so when I started taking actual note of what I was eating mm-hmm. and what was causing the bloating, meat, and of course, you know, sweets, carbonated drinks, like I drink sparkling water, even that makes me bloated.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, okay, so maybe I need to cut out these things. But I did notice that with seafood, I don't get bloated or anything like I do with chicken or red meat and things like that. Or it won't just be sitting there in my stomach.
Yeah.
It's like a very uncomfortable bloat too. Like I look like 6 months pregnant.
Dang.
And it would take a long time to digest.
So are you leaning more towards like being pescatarian?
I think so. So over the past 40 days, I was cutting out meat, but of course, I told you I cheated like 3 or 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to see how my body
would react
to it. I've done vegan challenges before, and I would drop weight very quickly, and like even my bowel movements, too much information would be like easy. And I'm like, I think that's what my body really wants,
fiber.
It's just hard. It's hard to be consistent with it and to cut out those cravings and stuff for something different.
For like meat cravings or what?
Yeah, I'd be wanting like chicken wings. I be wanting wings. Wings are so good.
I mean, you're not wrong. I mean,
and I've tried cauliflower wings. You know, they're good. I've tried the mushroom thing. I cannot do mushroom.
What about the Morningstar and like Gardein products?
I like those.
Yeah. You could probably mess with those.
Yeah. I really like their sausage, their morning sausage. I haven't had bacon. Man.
It's so good.
Like, I don't eat bacon.
Shout out to everybody eating the pork rinds.
Ooh, pork rinds be buzzing. Them spicy ones.
Oh, Lord.
It's been a while. Okay.
Y'all don't listen to that. don't eat the pork rinds. Don't do it. It's bad for you.
Okay, so minus the pork, help us build our plate. Let's say if I'm trying to build muscle, What should my plate look like?
Okay, so you definitely want to make sure a good bit of it consists of the protein that you have. So I'm very protein focused. Me, my goal is to basically stay very lean. So if you want to build muscle, you definitely want to make sure you get enough protein in your diet. You want to have that be probably about, I would say about like 40% of your plate.
Okay.
And then have the carbs be about 40. Do like a 40-40-20.
And the 20 is veggies.
20 is like the veggies. You can get you like some healthy fats in there too, like avocado.
Okay. So
you want to make sure you don't do too much with that, with the fats, because they have the most calories.
Oh.
So protein has 4 calories per gram. So same thing as carbs. And then your fats have 9 grams of calories per gram.
So if I was eating an avocado, should I only eat half of it?
I would suggest that, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'd be eating that whole thing. That's probably why I'm thick. Okay. It'd be so good. I just started eating avocado a few years ago. I'm like, oh, I've been missing out.
Yeah,
my first time trying it, though, it was nasty. I had to develop a taste for it.
I think it's more of an acquired taste.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. I had to mature and put away childish things. Okay, so that's what our plate should look like if we're trying to gain muscle. What should it look like if we're trying to drop weight?
If you're trying to drop weight, honestly, it's just really more about the type of calories, like how many calories you're getting with the
meal. With the meal.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can kind of do it the same way realistically, But you want to make sure that you aren't eating, like I said, just be cognizant of the fats and those sauces.
Oh,
and cooking
them
oils.
Sauces be messing us up.
Those are the two things. I call those sneaky calories because people don't account for them. Like the oils that you cook your food in, That's what's going to get you.
What's the best oil we should cook our food in, like with the lowest amount of calories in it?
To be honest with you, I really would suggest, if you do it, I would just say make sure you do maybe like 1 tablespoon.
Okay.
So just really look into like the nutrition facts on the back, see how many calories you get per serving, And then try to utilize that to your benefit.
Okay. Do you cook with oil a lot, or are you trying not to?
The air fryer is the greatest thing that's been
true. Oh yeah.
You just throw it in there, boom, and then it just does the work.
Duh.
Y'all know oil for me.
Totally forgot about the air fryer.
Or you can use the oven too.
Yeah.
So anytime you do that, that's best for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basically, we can eat the same amount of each section of food as if when you're gaining muscle and trying to lose weight, but just make sure to take into account how you're cooking it, What sauces you're using, Those sneaky fats that you're talking about. I eat a lot of honey mustard.
I don't think that's really that bad though.
Do
you know how many calories is in it?
No, I think 60
per serving, right?
Yeah, per serving.
So that's about as much as like barbecue sauce is 70. I know that because I eat it with a lot of stuff. But I cut back a lot because now I found this sauce that I can use. It has 10 calories per serving.
Do you know how many calories is in ketchup?
It depends on if it got the one that's regular, typically has sugar in it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Ketchup so ain't good for you.
One, you can be straight.
We had talked about supplements earlier.
Yes.
And you had mentioned it with the myths. Mm-hmm. So is it a myth with supplements? I know we talked about pre-workout, But people usually do like protein powders and things like that. Maybe people take other types of supplements. I don't know. I'm not sure. But is that something that we should be doing on our health journey? Do I need protein powder? If I'm not eating that much protein in my diet? Is it something I should do?
Yeah, so if you aren't getting enough protein in your diet, I would highly recommend protein powder. Mm-hmm. That's something that I use personally. And it's a good way to make sure you reach the amount of protein that your body needs per day.
Okay.
Especially like if you missed a meal or like if you were very busy and you just had like a little light snack or something. You want to make sure you're keeping that up because protein is going to help you build that muscle you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then my ladies out there, I know you want to be toned up. That's going to help your metabolism as well.
Oh, okay.
So make sure y'all get y'all protein in.
Is there a type of protein powder that you would recommend?
I would say utilize what tastes good for you.
Okay.
Because I use vegan protein, but some people don't.
You might have to put me on because I need a vegan protein. I really need one.
Some good ones.
Okay.
That don't taste like sand chalk.
Do they have a vanilla flavor? I want I love vanilla flavor protein powder.
Do you make smoothies?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So if you do smoothies, definitely get the vanilla one.
Okay.
Because if you try to get a chocolate and make a smoothie, it's not going to hit the same.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I've never tried a chocolate protein powder.
They're not that bad.
Hmm.
Owen is a good brand.
Owen?
They have some pre-made shakes. I don't know if they got a protein powder, though.
Okay. I'm going to look into it. You're going to have to give me the information so I can Google it. I'll be Googling everything.
I'm going to hook you up. Don't worry about it. We're going to get you straight.
Bet. You work with clients. You do one-on-one sessions.
Yep.
What is the process? How would someone be able to book you, get in contact with you? Do they have to do a consultation first or what's the process?
So basically what you would do is you would log into your Instagram. This is the easiest way to reach me because I spend a lot of time on it doing like on reels and stuff like that. And I don't really do too much social media.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to do that, you can log into Instagram. Check me out at Lucky Lifestyle Fitness. Again, spelled L-U-C-K-I-E Fitness. I have the Calendly link on there and you can just pick a time to speak with me for about 15 minutes. We can kind of talk about where you are now in your fitness journey, how your eating habits are, how many times you work out per week. There's a little 10 question questionnaire. So by the time we get on the phone, I kind of know your background and we can talk about everything and then start devising a plan that would work best for you.
Okay. So y'all heard it here. You can book Lucky Lifestyle Fitness, go to his Instagram, follow him for sure. Book him for a consultation. He has the link in his bio. He's going to help you guys work through all the stuff y'all need as far as lifestyle fitness.
I got you.
He can help you with nutrition. He can help you with workouts. He does one-on-one sessions, right? Yes. How long are your one-on-one sessions typically?
I do an hour. Sometimes if we go a little bit over, it's perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
I like the one-on-one sessions because I like working with the person in person.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get that little interaction, which I really like interacting with people. So that's another
cool
plus of it. And then I like the one-on-ones because you have the opportunity to ask me whatever questions that you have during the session too as well.
Love it.
So there's a lot of value during that time.
Yeah, it's a very personal session. Yes, it's catered to the person.
Absolutely.
So it makes them feel really important, very, woo, I need one. I need to do a one-on-one session.
And we can talk about your pork rinds.
Okay, now I haven't had pork rinds in years.
Okay, just checking.
I used to love them. I used to try this. That's something we didn't talk about that I wanted to talk about, the keto diet.
Okay, so let's just talk about that. Let's talk about diets in general.
Okay.
All right, so me typically, I don't really like this word diet
because
it typically signals like something that's going to be like for a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
I like people who like
change lifestyle.
Their eating habits. Yep,
lifestyle. Oh, okay, everything it's clicking. Lifestyle, it's clicking.
You know, I know you're trying to fit in that dress. I know you're trying to get that bikini on and all that. You're trying to have that thing and during the summertime. It's cool, but yeah, but keto.
That's me.
Everything is, see, that's the carb thing again, though. You know, keto is like people want to get rid of carbs because
but carbs are good.
Exactly. That's where carbs are your number one source of energy for your body.
Okay. Yeah. And carbs make you happy.
Carbs make you happy.
I think a lot of people on keto are mad.
Oh, yeah, they should. I would be mad too. Maybe eating like salami and cheese.
Right.
And I'd be like, they'd
be eating a lot of cheese and bacon.
Right.
Mm-mm.
And stuff you shouldn't be having.
Yeah.
Have you seen somebody that's on keto that's fit?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think probably not.
I'm just saying.
Well, I'm not going to do that diet. I tried it one time. And I got into ketosis and I was like, nope, I'm not doing this. Mm-hmm. My head was hurting real bad.
Because your body's going to be depleted from the energy source.
I was like, nope, I went home and ate some mashed potatoes.
There you go. We already talked about it. Y'all can eat your mashed potatoes.
Yes.
Cool.
Whenever you do get a new client, does the client need to have a gym membership?
So I would recommend them getting one because I'm going to create a lifestyle. So when they're not with me, so say if they book me for a session once or twice a week, they're still going to need somewhere to work out consistently.
True.
And then what I also do is I do programs for clients. So if you just want the service of you having a program, so that way when you go into the gym, you know exactly what to do with videos and then everything that you need.
Okay. And speaking of programs, I forgot to tell y'all, we're actually going to do a giveaway.
Yes, we are.
Lucky Lifestyle Fitness about to hook y'all up because I actually want to win this myself. But he's actually going to give away a 1 month program, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Which will include?
It's going to include all the workouts that you need to do on a day-to-day basis. So if you work out 5 times a week, you're going to have a workout for each and every one of those days with the videos, and you can access everything through your phone. So I'll make it super easy.
This is a giveaway. So that means F-R-E-E. That spells free.
For the free.
He's also giving away one free 1 hour one-on-one workout session with him. So a lucky winner is going to win one of those. Well, two people. One will win one. The other will win the other. So be on the lookout because we're going to post on Instagram how you'll be able to win, what you need to do. And we're going to go from there. Y'all about to get in shape. Summer body's about to be right. Thank you so much, Lucky, for agreeing to meet with me and agreeing to talk to me about your business.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
You taught me some stuff.
That's the point.
You did some of the myths about fitness that, you know, I really did need to know. I'm going to still keep doing them contractions when I do my my squats because my booty needs some work.
And eating them potatoes.
Yeah, eating my potatoes and my pasta. And, give me that vegan protein powder because I need that. But yes, I enjoyed this conversation. Thank you so much. Like we said, be on the lookout because y'all about to win some stuff. Mm-hmm. All right, we about to be up out of here, y'all. Make sure y'all go work out today if you haven't. Because it's a lifestyle.
There you go.
All right.
Every little bit counts.